Listening Library presents The Stone Light by Kai Meyer. Read for you by Simon Vance. Chapter 1. Son of Horus. Far below, the landscape, looking like a sea of ashes, steadily passed beneath the wings of the obsidian lion. Vermithrax's pitch-black stone body glided along under the thick cloud cover, almost weightless. The girl on his back had the feeling that if she simply stretched out her arm, she could touch the puffy undersides of the clouds. Merle was clutching the flying lion's mane with both hands. Vermithrax's long coat was of stone, like his entire body. But for some reason Merle didn't understand, his fur felt soft and flexible. Only one of the countless marvels the stone lion concealed in his mighty obsidian body. The wind at this height was bitterly cold and cutting. It effortlessly penetrated Merle's coarse calf-length dress. The skirt had hiked up and uncovered her knees, so her legs were exposed to the wind. The goose bumps on her legs had come to seem just as matter of course as her growling stomach and the earaches she was having from the height and the cold air. At least her heavy leather shoes protected her feet from the cold, a feeble consolation considering their desperate situation and the empty countryside that was moving along 100 yards below them. 2 days had passed since Merle had escaped from her native city of Venice on Vermithrax's back. Together they'd broken through the Empire's siege ring and were flying north. Since then they'd seen nothing beneath them but ravaged wilderness, empty, ruined cities of jagged remnants of burned-out walls, abandoned farms, many burned down or ground to dust under the heels of the Egyptian army. Villages in which...